A recent report by the Associated Press tells us in the past 15 years, 1,400 newspapers across this country have gone out of business. To help understand just what's lost when a local newspaper goes under, we turn now to an editor and a publisher from two small-town newspapers in southeast Michigan. First, Jim Lincoln, publisher of the Tecumseh Herald. Jim's dad was the Herald's publisher going all the way back to 1957. So this is totally in your blood, Jim.
Yes. Yep. My parents moved to Tecumseh in 1957 and acquired the Tecumseh Herald newspaper. Been doing it since...
You're in the family business. Absolutely. Sarah Swanson is an editor at the Manchester Mirror, which she helped start as a blog in 2013. Now it is a print and online newspaper serving Manchester in western Washtenaw County. Good to have you here, Sarah.
Thank you.
It was according to a story in the Manchester Mirror, we see the town used to have a newspaper called the Manchester Enterprise, and then in 2015 it ceased publication. Why did you jump in there to help start a new community newspaper, which is now the Manchester Mirror?
We were just filling a gap. It was the thing that was most needed in the community at the time. So I went to a lot of different meetings. What was always talked about at the meeting was that there was no way to get the word out to anybody about anything. So nonprofit groups, nobody knew when any of their events were happening. Going to like village council meetings, it was hard to get anything out to anybody. Our community is, it's only a small percentage of people have high-speed internet access. So a lot of communities turn to online resources, which is not an option in the rural parts of Manchester. And so we stepped in to do this.
That is, so instead of saying somebody ought to do something, Sarah Swanson said, I'll do it.
Yes. Yep.
Jim, coverage of national and statewide news, especially politics, dominates a lot of modern media. Why is that local perspective important?
I think locally, it's such a difference in terms of the way we receive, particularly national news, your big cable networks and the way that news is presented. So much is opinion-based now, and I think people gather facts based on someone's opinion rather than, you know, traditional journalism. I just find that, you know, when you read local newspapers, you're getting more of a straight approach.
You've said, Sarah, your newspaper's like a string around the edge of Manchester that forces people to look inwards. How so?
I really feel like having a newspaper helps us keep an identity as an independent community. It helps people remember that they're from Manchester. You know, it's got the obituaries, it's got history, it's got events. You know, we have all of the fundraisers for softball teams. We have, the Lady Society chocolate potluck, right? This is the stuff that makes Manchester, Manchester, and people wouldn't know to go to it if they didn't have the paper to tell them.
And it would die.
Yes.
The potluck supper wouldn't happen if people weren't there to support it.
Yes. So we had a two-year gap when the old historical newspaper stopped before we went to print from being online only. And it was a serious issue that community events didn't have the attendance.
We're talking about running local newspapers and what is lost when a local newspaper goes under as we talk with Sarah Swanson, editor at the Manchester Mirror, and Jim Lincoln, publisher of the Tecumseh Herald. And Jim, you said you feel like you're still able to cover all the major bases when it comes to covering Tecumseh, but you've had to work twice as hard with a leaner staff, fewer pages in the paper itself. What else have you had to cut back on in terms of news coverage?
Tecumseh's surrounded by the village of Clinton to the north and Britton to the east, and we used to have correspondents in those communities. We just cannot afford that extension. We do cover those communities when there's major events and news. We're still encompassing that area, but you know, Tecumseh is really our main focus, and we do run on a leaner staff today.
As our papers everywhere, yes, no matter what the size. Sarah, what does your paper try to cover? Yeah. What is your staffing like? I'm wondering, are you able to make it to every local government meeting? And what do people lose if you can't?
So right now, it's mostly me and Marcia Chartrand, who has actually had a long history in newspapers. She was the editor of the Manchester Enterprise, and she and I do half of the writing each. We mostly focus on news articles. So that's meant that we've left sports out completely because we would need a whole nother person in order to do that. We're looking at growing in that direction. But it is basically news. And actually, covering the government meetings, we have five municipalities that we try to cover. It's four townships and our village. And it's hard. And we're trying to figure out how better to do it. And it's having better relationships with the township supervisors. We're building relationships. We have a very good relationship with the village, so we can get whatever we need from them. One of our goals down the line is to record all of those meetings and put them on the internet or stream them, just because we can't physically attend all of the meetings and cover them.
But it's a way of offering what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, journalists love to talk about the Fourth Estate and how informing voters through the press is crucial to a functioning democracy. How do you think it affects voters and politicians when there are fewer journalists, especially journalists writing about issues that affect local communities?
Well, that's very concerning. I mean, I think journalists can be government's best friend. I mean, we're there to help maintain credibility and trust. I mean, you lose the trust with your constituents, you're jeopardizing your whole government process and how effective you are. I know Sarah mentioned earlier about building relationships, and that is so important. And having trust with your school administration, with your city government, as well as your business community. I mean, you really are. In small towns, you work together.
And does that, Sarah, turn down the fire of political polarization by everybody knowing that they've got a place to go to for what you work to be? You work very hard to make this impartial, it's not cable news. You are here to say, here's what's going on. Here, we're presenting you the facts, and people feel that they can write in and they can share opinions. Do you think that turns down the fire that this country's kind of burning under right now with polarization?
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's something that I've noticed as we've gone along. Local issues almost never break down along conservative and liberal lines. So what happens is we have really contentious issues. One of our townships tried to pass a bill to build broadband themselves. That was like 6 months of uproar, but it did not fall down at all along Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative lines. And so what these issues do, they're issues that I don't think people would even be aware of, or at least to a much more limited extent, if it wasn't in the newspaper every week. It makes strange bedfellows. So you find yourself lined up with people that you don't agree with politically on a larger scale.
Well, I'm thinking of not a small local paper, but the Washington Post has at that masthead, when you go on their website or you read the paper, democracy dies in darkness. And it feels as though you, working in at the local level, keeping these local papers alive, are doing what you can to make sure that light's still, still going.
Absolutely.
There. If we were sitting here 5 years from now, where do you see the Tecumseh Herald?
I see us still printing. I think newspapers have proved to be resilient over the decades, facing radio, facing TV, facing probably its biggest challenge with the internet and the new distribution of information. I think people are going to look for what is most credible for them. And I think it's going to come back to your local source, the source that's in your backyard, the people that you work with.
Sarah, where do you want to see the Manchester Mirror in 5 years?
Well, we've been growing this whole time. I hope we can continue to grow. I would like to see us be a 16-page paper with lots of advertising, fully self-supporting, so that someday I can retire. I don't know if that's where it would be, but that would be my goal.
Sarah Swanson, editor at the Manchester Mirror, Jim Lincoln, publisher of the Tecumseh Herald. Thank you so much to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. All right.